This is the Don and Mike Show.
Happy Valentine's Day!
By 1977, the sex symbol was overweight, his body failing him. Increasingly isolated and paranoid, Elvis retreated behind the walls of Graceland. He began pushing away even those who were closest to him, and the few who remained in his inner circle say they were powerless to help him.
We even got down one night and filled his pills with sugar to make sure that we got that he wouldn't get them.
His body was just no longer going with him. I mean, he had problems. He had a twisted colon. He had a liver disease.
And according to his former pals, Elvis wasn't even bathing regularly, relying on pills that people often take for medical reasons to reduce body odor.
And he would take those. He thought those worked perfect, you know. Well, to take a bath, he could take two of those, you know, and sponge off real quick.
The Don and Mike Show.
Nothing. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
But don't forget it's
on the other side of the fleshy fun bridge, you will find the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Valentine's Day is not complete without the man that means love, not Barry White. What's a favorite bit of all time that the teens keep calling for on this show?
Clamoring for?
What? All the teens, all of your young, pimple-popping, having oral and not telling their parents.
Mm-hmm. Not considering it to be an intimate act.
Text messaging, crystal mething. Mm-hmm.
Constantly saying, when are they going to do it again?
Mosh pitting, bungee jumping, auto asphyxiation, loving teens.
Auto erotic asphyxiation.
Thank you.
Asphyxiation.
The kids have called. They love E to E.
That's right.
That's right. They'd like nothing more than a Valentine's Day edition.
Lay me down.
Of Elvis to Elvis. I just wait for the helicopter.
Coming.
Yes, yes.
There it is.
I see it off in the distance.
When you're weary.
Suddenly it's closer.
Feeling small.
Hey, first I would like to say...
Slide over, man. We need more ballast.
I would like to say... thank you to all the young children that have voted for this bit.
We are so pleased.
Battle of the Bands.
The youngsters have actually taken to this segment on the show.
Maybe some of you young ladies could send me your cotton panties.
How great thou art!
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Man, it's a hot time in Florida.
And that we could have some fabulous narcotic cough syrup in champagne flutes.
Touchdown, Jack. Touchdown. We're on the ground.
Touchdown, we're Team Elvis.
We're on the ground and running.
Elvis is still the king when it comes to love songs. Can't help falling in love. The number one love song of all time.
I wish they would have told me how popular that song was going to be. I wish my own love life was more successful, but unfortunately it wasn't.
And now on this Valentine's Day, what's left of my heart has been eaten by maggots.
No, never.
Dust to dust. Ashes to ashes. Beetles in my eye.
And I'm not talking about those rock and roll types.
Although I have seen George. He's fine.
Oh, good.
Goddamn Beatles. I went to John. I said, John,
spot.
Everything was fine until you married the chink.
Just remember, Jack took the Fab Four to knock me off the crown.
I said, hey, Jack, what's up with the Chinese chick?
Where's my Demerol at? Where's my Demerol drips?
Let's make the call.
Let's do it, Jack.
She ready?
Yeah, she's expecting you.
This lady knows all about love songs. Hopefully she'll be able to tell us that we are still the top, the power of Pisa.
Number one, baby.
Yes, sorry.
D.A.P.
This is Elvis. We'll talk about love songs.
Phelps Corporate Communications.
Yes, hello. Is this Lindsay, please?
It is.
Lindsay, this is Elvis Presley.
Oh,
Ed,
wow.
Ed, this is Elvis Presley. How are you, honey?
Yes, so you, my dear, have the dear, you've got the wonderful privilege of talking to not one but two Elvis Presleys today.
Two?
We are the originals.
How did I get so lucky?
Well, I do not know, lovely.
Are you carrying a rabbit's foot in your pocket, Jack?
No, but I'm going to have to call everybody and tell them that I got to speak to Elvis and he's really not dead. So where are you hiding out?
I do not know, lovely Lindsay. Just know this. My twin brother and I are very happy. We are in once again. Have the number one love song, Valentine's Day.
To answer your question, Lindsay, we are in constant motion.
Flying from city to city.
That is correct.
Well, I would have thought, you know, I actually came back from Kauai a while back, and I thought Blue Hawaii might be there, but...
May I tell you something?
But no.
Your voice, and I have been dead for how long, Rob?
29 years?
I've been dead for 29 years.
Almost a 30-year anniversary.
God damn it, you made blood come out of my ears. You have one loud voice.
It's very, very loud. But if I may tell you, Lindsay, we do hop around in our helicopter from town to town, place to place. No one can pin us down.
Now let's talk about your list made by Philips Electronics.
Uh-huh.
Well, who's number one, honey?
We're the greatest love song of all time on Valentine's Day.
We are.
You are number one.
How great thou art.
Surveyed in the Philips survey said that Falling in Love is the number one song.
I can't help Falling in Love by me.
Why?
And my brother.
Yeah.
Hi there. That's number one.
Both of you.
Hey, let me ask you a question, honey.
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite Elvis tune?
My favorite Elvis tune would probably have to be Jailhouse Rock.
Jailhouse Rock. One of my most popular, man. And I like the choreography I did in that, too, you know.
I thought that was good.
I never knew what when he said.
Something different with the wardrobe choice, but...
Did you see me towards the end when I was purple and bloated? I hope you don't remember me that way.
That's the way we don't want anybody to remember us.
I want you to think of us.
No, you know, whenever I think of you, I always think of, I think it was called Viva Las Vegas, that movie you did with Ann Margaret.
Oh, yeah, man.
We were good in that, weren't we?
That was fantastic.
Yeah, you were good in that, brother.
But I like to think that if you're going to remember the king of rock and roll, what you want to do is remember me in my TV special comeback in my leather suit, my leather jacket, and my leather pants. That's the way I want to be remembered.
I can't tell you how disgusted I get when I look at pictures of myself from the late 70s.
Oh, plus tax.
Jack, when I was up there, I had saran wrap around my belly.
So frustrating, man.
At the end, I
can imagine that would be frustrating.
At the very end, I resembled a sweaty purple Hindenburg.
Horrible.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
What do you think I'm doing, honey? I'm having a dirt sandwich. And do you know that when I was laying there on the table... I was so purple, they thought that I was a Negro. That is a true story. They thought that I was a man of color.
That is right out of the book. Read the book, ma'am.
I love Valentine's Day. You know what I love best? Candy.
Candy.
Hundreds and hundreds.
Not peanut butter and banana sandwiches?
Of candies.
You're an aficionado. You're an aficionado of the greatest, perhaps, dear, the greatest sandwich that's ever been invented. You know, I used to like to have crisp, almost burnt bacon on top of my piano when I'd play my gospel songs.
We did. You know, we were addicted to Dristan.
I did not know that.
We were addicted to Dristan.
And we were addicted to brown and serve rolls.
Brown and serve rolls.
Have you ever had one?
Money you made, you could have done a little bit better than brown and serve rolls.
Maybe you eat a brown and serve roll, you'll never go back.
Now, let's talk about this list, because we are number one.
You are number one.
All worthwhile. What are some of the other songs that have made the most popular love song Valentine list?
Oh, goodness. Well,
do you have any of them?
But yours was number one.
I will have to
comment. Can't Help Falling in Love, like I said, was number one in the Philips survey.
What is number two?
Number two.
I know what number two is.
Number two is always one of our favorite numbers.
That led
to our demise, number two.
Lindsay, could I interest you in an Elvis Presley fun fact, dear?
Yeah, I actually would love to hear an Elvis Presley.
My home is never without orange drink.
What?
We never are out of orange drink.
You're never out of orange drink.
We send people to get it all the time, even if it's the middle of the night.
At the time of our death, how much did our colon weigh?
I don't know the answer to that.
I believe the answer is 40 pounds.
50 pounds, Jack.
And I believe this...
Wait, you just called him Jack.
...is Brian Adams.
It was out.
Why is this faggot singing?
Oh, because that was a very popular song, too, by Brian Adams.
It can't hold a candle to me.
No, it couldn't. It was a distant second.
Oh, I see. In a tie for second, It is everything I do for you.
Wise men say.
By the overtly homosexual Brian Adams.
Well, but I have to clarify something.
And also tied at number two, this man. convicted child molester Rod Stewart.
That's right. If you've noticed, we talk bad about the competition, Lindsay.
That's true.
Oh, but you do think that about Brian Adams.
But, well, no, I didn't say that either. But I do think I need to be, to clarify something. In the survey that Philip said with Madden.com, to find out what their favorite love song was.
Yes. Known Canadian.
Had songs on there first, so that's why you only got one song on the list.
Known Canadian, Brian Adams.
That's important to mention.
I'm from Tupelo, Mississippi, as American as apple pie. So
that's
am I.
From the South.
Yes.
And
so
I'm sure we would let people fill in their own answer. And
Lindsay, honey,
choices?
Did I ever tell you about the time I dug a hole in my foot so I could get some drugs?
God damn it, honey, I would die for some peach cobbler right now. With a nice
cobbler.
Cup of ice cream on top.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Shania Twain was actually another Southern artist that made the list. She another, was fourth.
I can't think about Shania. I'm thinking about cobbler.
She's another Canadian whore.
But she's a Southerner now. She lives in Tennessee.
She's originally from Canada. You
That's
must
right,
understand.
She is in a little town.
Lindsay, I have a question. Here's a trick question for you.
Uh-oh.
What's the best way to eat cobbler?
With a spoon.
No, with your hands.
With your hands, Jack.
All food tastes better when you eat it off your fingers. It's the way cave dwellers used to.
God damn it, honey. You were talking to Elvis and Elvis.
I disagree with you on that.
You know what I want for Valentine's Day?
What do you?
I want a heart-shaped box of hot dog rolls.
But what happened to Brandon Serve rolls?
Brandon Serve, those are good too, but you can eat the hot dog rolls right out of the bag.
Where's my Phenomint laxative gum?
Where's my pet turkey bow tie?
You killed him, E.
Oh, that's right.
Well, when you were alive,
yep.
Did you ever give music as a gift for Valentine's Day?
Give music?
I give
music. Did you write a song?
Music's my life, honey.
I tell you what I give. I give lots of pleasure, Jack.
Yes.
I give pleasure to those girls. I would hide behind the two-way mirror, watch them change their clothes.
Another fun fact about Elvis Aaron Presley. Hey, can you name Elvis's pet monkey?
I didn't know Elvis had a pet monkey.
We had a monkey.
He froze.
Give me a second, I can Google it.
He froze on a chain link fence.
That's right. We didn't take good care of him.
Go ahead. Let's see if you can Google that.
Google.
You know, they didn't have Google when we were alive.
Google.
No, they didn't. But, man, it makes things easier now.
Have you ever bought an Elvis decanter where you can unscrew the head and drink out of my neck?
No, I haven't.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
There's a picture with Elvis with Bubbles the monkey.
Bubbles.
Oh. Yeah, that's
a lie.
That's not my monkey.
That's
no
not
way,
your
man.
Monkey?
No, not a chance.
I enjoy my Nana pudding fresh every night. Oh. How about you, honey?
Let's see.
You like Nana pudding, Lindsay?
No, pudding? Not a big fan.
You know, I got a new name for ice cream. You want to hear my baby talk name for it?
Did you have a song called Too Much Monkey Business?
Itty Dream.
Oh,
how about a nice glass of chocolate butch?
Honey, our monkey is named Scatter.
Scatter.
And we are number one. Remember that. Elvis and Elvis number one.
Just always.
Tell me something, Lindsay.
There's only one king.
Only one king.
Well,
she's got the right
attitude. I guess there are two.
You
Very
seem
nice.
To me to be now. I'm the king of rock and roll. I have the power to say many things. I'm going to put my harem.
How great thou art.
I'm going to put my harem scarum turban on right now.
Oh, this is when he becomes a swami, Lindsay. Pay close attention
I'm
now.
I'm going to say, Lindsay, it sounds to me like you are an executive. Am I correct?
That is correct.
With the Phillips Corporation, are you some type of manager or vice president?
I'm manager in corporate communications, and we are the department of electronics that commissioned the survey that found that you were number one.
On this Valentine's Day, I want to tell you, I bet that you are just a bitch on wheels when it gets to bed, when it gets to the bedroom.
Wow.
I bet when you take off that sensible business suit.
Do you think she's a victim?
I don't wear a suit.
You don't wear a... Whoa!
Oh, baby.
Elvis and Elvis are applauding you right now.
This is casual environment.
Something tells
she
me...
She said business
I
casual,
right
Jack.
I went right into that one.
You know what, Lindsay? You're good people.
Well, I'm just one person. Unlike y'all, there's only one of me.
You're a good lady. You're a good lady, dear.
Now, do you have a special man in your life, Lindsay?
I actually have several.
Several.
Hey. Have you met my friend Buzz?
No, I've not met your friend Buzz.
Buzz, say hi to Lindsay.
Did
She's a good lady.
Did your friend Buzz take our survey?
Hi, Lindsay.
Hello, Buzz.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Now, Buzz, if you want to play the game, you got to be E3.
Yeah.
You got to jump in, Buzz.
You know that's not going to work, so I'll bow out now.
So, Lindsay, you got many boyfriends. Let me ask you.
A few.
Do you use a sponge?
to wash the car, yeah.
You know what I mean.
Boy, you are feeling Randy, Elvis.
Are you on the pill?
Well, you know, there are two of you. I don't.
Scylla.
Especially on Valentine's Day.
Scylla lied to me. She told me, she said, I'm taking the pill.
Yes, but look at beautiful Lisa Marie. look what we got out of that relationship.
And then she married that faggot Michael Jackson.
Hey, but that's okay, man.
I was so upset by that.
That was a strange relationship.
Man, you said you broke the cardinal rule, E.
What's that?
You were talking bad about our daughter. Why are you talking bad about our daughter?
Strange relationship. You could interpret strange to be a good or a bad compliment.
All right, then I will just say our daughter married a very peculiar son-in-law.
You know, it's funny that she married Michael Jackson, another person in the music industry. You know, when we did this, when Phillips did a survey with Match.com, we found out that 91% of people think knowing your special someone's musical taste.
Pushy.
Our daughter also, didn't she go out with Nicolas Cage? He's a weirdo, too.
He didn't have
too.
A musical taste.
No. I find that since we have died, I don't know if women have gotten more rights or what, Jack, but man.
Hey,
God damn it, honey, can you talk?
What a friend we have in Jesus.
You have a really nice voice there.
Thank you very much, ma'am. That's why I have number one hits. And remember, when I sing, my brother sings, too.
Yes, brother.
My twin brothers, man.
But when you sing together, it's kind of hard to hear.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Now, Lindsay, what would you like, Elvis?
You're going to set my heart on fire.
Who would you like, Elvis and Elvis, to bring you for the Valentine's Day?
Yes, what? How about a Cadillac?
Who's Hawaii?
How about we throw you some keys to a Cadillac? A Cadillac.
That'd be nice.
Wonderful, man. It's done.
How would you like a nice, big, two-headed love toy?
I'd go for the Cadillac.
I think she shot us down, Jack. That's the way that goes.
We're fresh out of caddies.
Man, it's tough.
Don't we two have a bag full of two-headed love toys?
With Elvis Presley written on the side. Made out of glass.
It's actually our head.
Hey, man.
It actually looks like a standard sexual device, except it has the head of Elvis on it.
Unless it's Elvis in a gold lamé suit, I'm going to go with Cadillac.
Ah, gold lamé. I love wearing that suit, man.
The website for this woman's company is Phillips.com.
It's Take the Survey, Jack.
Thank you.
Lindsay, our helicopter's here.
Well, thank you,
here.
Elvis and Elvis.
Been a pleasure talking with you.
And you as well. I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day and enjoy being number one on the Phillips Survey with Can't Help Falling
thank
in Love.
Thank you, honey.
You're a good lady, Lindsay.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
May I ask you something? Would you change my diaper?
No.
Oh, damn. I used to enjoy when all the female helpers
everyone
do that.
Everyone has better
lemons. How about you, brother?
I'll change it for you, Jack. Right on the helicopter.
Hold on a second, honey.
Slip out of that jumpsuit. It's time to change your dapper.
Hold on just one moment, Lindsay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Hey, hold on, please.
Hold on, mate.
Thank you so much. How do you think it went? How do you think it went? Yeah, they're fun. They had a good time. We appreciate it. Yeah, you did great. We appreciate it.
Elvis to Dirty Elvis. Hey.
Wow.
Change. That'd be the first time, Jack, you ever asked a woman to change your diaper.
You are funny guys.
It is Valentine's Day, and I'm feeling
Randy.
Any woman out there would like to change my diaper, I will throw this in. You may have the chance as well to baby powder my behind, my hiney.
Powder the bridge. Powder the fun bridge.
My hiney. It's hiney time.
Elvis says it's hiney time.
Come on now.
Hiney time.
It's time to be diapered. Until next time.
Lift your legs up in the air and sing. It's hiney time.
I will be over shortly. All I desire is a box of baby wipes.
When you're moist and legs are chafing, it's hiney time.
Hi, Lindsay.
When you're weary.
I'm here for my cleaning.
Diaper changing time.
Happy Valentine's Day. I love you so.
Your diaper's full.
I have chosen you to change my adult diaper.
And powder you.
And what is that thing that you put on babies' bottoms?
Yes, it in.
Thank you, Mom. Will they ever coming chafe?
Yes, rub it in. Yes, it in.
Red and angry. Change me.
Change that diaper.
I got a load of love for you, my darling.
We're all out of powdery. Baby powder.
Then go ahead and get some.
I will.
Get some baking soda.
I will, brother.
You are my brother.
I will gladly change your diaper.
And I you.
And then I will replace it with another diaper, which is simply a wrapped-up clean sheet.
On Valentine's Day.
Kids are loving this, man. Kids are loving this. Fight. We are outside of the helicopter still. It is living without it. Here we are, alone in a field.
It happens.
My brother with a full diaper.
Oh, my.
Hey. Could I call you gentlemen a cab?
I believe I've had a nocturnal emission.
God,
I will change that as well. What are brothers for? Give me another bed sheet. Wrap him up. Like a babe in swaddling clothes.
Very good.
And then, of course, it's dinner. Dinner time.
I'm purple everywhere.
Yes, except down there.
You know, I'm purple down there.
Oh, yes, you are. Hey.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, I'll powder you and dust it in you. No problem, me. Hey. How sick is this?
Hey. How great is this?
How great thou art!
This is the Don and Mike Show.